Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar.
Hello everyone out in YouTube world, internet land. This is Kirsten Hall again with Fox Point Publishing. And today we are with Alicia Sanchez. She is our newest author and she has a book coming out in the spring of 2021. And she's been a wonderful friend of mine. And we're going to get to know her, and you will see why she is such a firecracker of fun. And so we're going to get going. She sent me her 5 or 6 questions for our scripted reality show that, you know, we're doing over here. And because it's all reality TV. Anyway, and so we're going to get going. First of all, Alicia, do you want to say hi to everyone in YouTube world?
Hi, everyone in YouTube world.
All right. Question number one, where are you from?
Wow, that's a loaded question. Well, I am from originally the Dominican Republic. My parents are from, so I am Dominican. And if for those of you who do not know where Dominican Republic is, it is an island that shares with Haiti. So we are an island right, not 30 minutes away from Puerto Rico. Beautiful island. Check it out. Google it. And I lived in of my upbringing, and then after that I've moved all over the world, and now I'm back in Florida.
Okay. And quickly, you cut out, you lived in where after beautiful island?
I grew up in Florida, and then I've lived all over the world. I've lived in Trinidad, I've lived in Spain, I've lived in New York, Connecticut, Los Angeles, I've lived in Georgia, I've lived almost everywhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Well, and I know when we first met, you were going to, you know, live in Minnesota. And I'm like,
yes. Mm. And I lived in Minnesota. And yes. How did I forget that? Oh my God.
You blocked it out.
That cold made me block
it out. It brain freeze. And I remember you telling me that you were going to do this. And I'm like, have you ever lived in Minnesota? I mean, there's snow, you know, like 9 months of the year. And you're like, oh, I've lived in Boston. I'm good. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's not it. That's not it.
For everyone thinking that, oh, Minnesota is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Oh my God, Minnesota is gorgeous. But in the winter, let's just say you're in quarantine forever. Mm-hmm. For quarantine for in Minnesota.
We're kind of used to this whole quarantine thing because, you know, you just keep it going. Pretend there's a blizzard going on out there and there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, not much different. All right, what is the story behind your latest book?
Oh, wow. So my latest book, I think it's like my new baby in a way. I actually come from a fashion background and I did fashion and business. I did fashion right out of college. I did costume design in high school. So fashion is like it was my baby all my life. And I switched over to writing because of course we have all these epiphanies in our lives and we're like, why not? I got to tell my story. But my latest book is going back to my love of fashion with a twist of giving that away. So to helping, and it's called Crafts Create Change, because sewing and crafting is something that is so dear to my heart, because when someone makes me something or I make something for someone, you kind of just, someone took their time. And for me, time is the most, it's the most valuable currency ever. And so this book is going to be like impactful with just projects that can help change situations in people's lives. And I'll just give you guys a little teaser. You know, a lot of people don't know about, I mean, I always talk about my hot flashes and, you know, and going through menopause, but it's a real thing. It is a real thing. And it's not just older women that go through it. And when you get hot flashes, people think, oh yeah, you're just having your personal summers, but you get moody, you get angry, your whole demeanor, your mind starts to race, especially if you had a hysterectomy. For all my hister sisters out there at a younger age, and you're just dealing with this stuff, like hot flash packs, they're life for us. And so maybe someone can't afford that. Maybe there's, you know, hospitals that we can give it to them in their transition. And these are things that I know my crafters community and sewing community is so amazing. And even if you're not a crafter or sewing community, but basically crafting to create these change, to give these things to different peoples that can help their lives. And yeah, I can't give too much away, but I'm just so excited because I get to go back into my roots of fashion and just crafting and connecting with your hands.
Yep. I'm not sure if I've had menopause or not. Maybe I have. I'm just always moody and cranky all the time. And, you know, we just go with it. So anyway.
You can blame it on the hot flashes. That's what I blame. I'm like, ah, it's the hot flash. It's the menopause.
I blame it on the fact when Minnesota gets to 80 degrees, you know, it's hot.
It's hot. You're silly.
I'm kidding.
I know.
And me being grumpy? Oh, whatever. No, I'm kidding. Never mind. Okay. All right. Who is your ideal reader?
Families, moms, dads, churches, schools, teachers, homeschoolers, crafters and sewers, people who like to dive in with different arts, people who love to have social impact and they want to change the world by doing one little thing that they can do every single day. That you are my community. You are someone who wants to say, hey, I've never sewn in my life or I've never done a craft, but my kids love crafting. They like, I can pick up some scissors and some glue. Let's do it. And it ranges. All the projects range. So you can be a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, and there's something for you. But every craft makes you think. When you're thinking, when you're doing it, you're like, wow, I didn't know that these people really needed this. Wow, this can really make a difference. And you start to see life in a different perspective. So if you want to do something positive and add your magic to this world, this book is for you. But I really encourage parents and moms and aunties and uncles and communities that with children, because children, they learn through you. And it's these little things like crafting that they can say, wow, they can talk about it later to their friends. I made this for my, you know, for this person. Oh, really? Why? Oh, because, you know, da 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 da. And it'll make them feel good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And they learn through your actions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what you say, well, I mean, they can learn that too, but
yeah.
They pick up on everything. But actions, if they see you doing something positive, they're going to follow suit.
So, oh, yeah. 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 It's so true because, I mean, growing up, my parents were always donating clothes or donating things. And I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know what the word volunteer was. I mean, I knew what it was. But as you grow older, you're like, oh, I've been doing that since I was a kid. My mom was like, you're not wearing those shoes. It's giving away. And it's like, you know, it becomes something. And I want to teach that to my daughter, but also my niece. She's here with us. And she's asking certain things. And I'm like, well, if we need to finish the foods that we eat, I need to show her that everything is like a ripple effect and how social impact is so important, you know, and waste. And, you know, kids, they eat two little things and they just like, I don't want it anymore. They're like, ha, ha, ha. Hello, we have to think about, and it makes her think about other things too, you know, not just because other people don't have it, but like, where's my gratitude in that? And it's true what you said, Kirsten. If your parents see they're doing something, their kids see them doing something, it makes them say, wow, I want to do it more. Because our kids look up to us, I would hope.
Until they get taller than you. Then they look down on you.
I'll get back to you. I'm a couple of years.
they pat you on the head and tell you you're cute.
Yeah. Yeah, your sons do that for sure, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Mom.
Cute. Exactly. Okay, the next question I have is, do you have a blog or a website readers can visit for updates, events, and special offers?
Absolutely. So, Dear God, Are We There Yet? .com. You can go on there and you can click on where it says volunteer today, and then it will take you to another portal where you can kind of, I don't want to say portal. That sounds so like third dimensional. You know, English is my second language. I have to mm-hmm. say this all the time because I literally think in English and then, I mean, I think it's Spanish and then I speak in English and sometimes it doesn't come out the best. So thank God I have a publishing company now. Whoop, whoop, because this book needs to, you can't put this in here and here because it's a craft book. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yes, deargottareweatheryet.com. And yes, we're going to have all kinds of things on there, but the volunteer aspect is really huge. So please go ahead and it's virtual. I mean, we're not going nowhere. So might as well right now until things open up safely that you can still give your time. And until the book comes out, you can still do some minor crafts in there that we have for other organizations.
Okay. And then actually you had mentioned volunteering and all that. So how can people volunteer? Tell us more about the volunteering end.
So when you go onto the volunteer, the site, there's going to be tons of different opportunities that you can volunteer. And it'll say, become a pen pal with an elder, you know, someone from an elder person, an elderly person. Ay, yo no puedo hablar hoy. I can't even talk today. An elderly person that's in a home. And it's so awesome because you could just write a letter to them and say, hey, how you doing? This is what I like. This is what, and just write to them and it will make them smile. And you sign up, you create an account. our platform is designed so that it is the security. So we have to approve everybody who comes in. We want to make sure that you're not like some crazy person, connecting with different people. We have a San Diego one for helping, feed the homeless that you can do. There's certain things that you can do from home, or if you're local, you could possibly like pick up ice or something. There's a lot of different things for people, and it's not just the U.S., it's international as well. And we're trying to bring some more international opportunities, regardless of COVID. The thing is that a lot of our international opportunities, they might not have internet or a computer. Those are the things that we're kind of struggling with. So we're just trying to focus on what we can. So create an account and volunteer, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's just your time, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, your kids. That's about it.
Okay. Well, when I'm putting this on YouTube, I'll put all those links in the comments section so people can get on there. And you know, two things. I remember back when I was young, like Girl Scouts or something, we would write letters or cards to the people in the elders' homes, and they loved it. Mm-hmm. And secondly, my kids have done some volunteering in elders' homes, you know, like calling bingo, bingo numbers and that kind of stuff.
I love that.
And I know that those people that are there enjoy any type of outside stimulation, whether it's reading a letter or whatever. I mean, yeah. So, the best way of looking at it is if you think you're going stir crazy with quarantine, try being in an elder's home where sometimes, sadly, a lot of people, your family, don't visit you.
Yeah. And that's, there you go. I love that you said that. It's just any kind of simulation that's from outside. You're right.
Yep, pretty much. All right. Okay, next. What inspires you to get out of bed each day?
My daughter, for sure.
I was going to say, besides your daughter.
Besides my daughter would be my promise to God and the universe that I would make this second lifetime, I always say it, the best possible I can. So definitely priorities kind of change up when you're a mom. She's first, but I also come first in the sense that I have to be well mentally, physically, emotionally. Mm-hmm. So I would say that remembering that promise that I made to God, where when I used to say, you know, I still pray, dear God, but when I used to say, I promise, oh my God, if you let me live, I will make it, you know, and it's in those times when you're asking for something and really you need to be asking it for yourself. So that's mm-hmm. my thing is just, you know, God forbid I will not be on this earth tomorrow or whatever day that it's my time to go. I want to feel good knowing that I lived the life that I want to live and to live my true self, you know, silly, crazy, loud, whatever it is, my personality. That's the most important. So that's what helps me get up.
Oh,
plus
yeah.
Plus coffee and whatever, and good food.
And all that good fun stuff. No, you know, and it's true. You can't take care of anyone else until you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Let's see. Oh, last question. What do you read for pleasure?
I like all kinds of stuff. I love personal development. I think we have all our ups and downs when it comes to personal development, like books per se, not within ourselves, but books, because you're trying to go in, you're looking for an answer. But I'm a little corny, so I like love stories and like rom-com stuff. Mm-hmm. I love vintage, like, you know, back in the days, love stories like the 1920s, and, you know, oh, and she's young, she goes off, and, you know, I like stuff like that. And I also like history too. I love to read a lot about like my culture and different Latin American countries or just countries period, but that has a kind of a story that has love in there or something around. Mm-hmm. I love Junot Diaz. He's an author. I love that his stuff because he's always, you know, bringing culture into it. And I like a mixture of stuff, I would say. I'm really trying to get into like the extraterrestrial kind of stuff. Like I pick it up and I'm like, okay, I have to get into it. And I haven't found the one that I'm like really, really into, but I like the whole Stranger Things kind of theme stuff. So, Handmaid's Tale was a little crazy. I mean, like, I had to stop for a while because I was getting a little nervous. I'm like, oh my God, is this happening? Is the government going to do this? Are we all going to be wearing crates? So I had to step away from that book. Uh-huh. But Virginia Woolf, I think that's, yeah, Virginia Woolf. Mm-hmm. I like her. I mean, I like a combination of a little bit of everything. But yeah. Oh, Patsy, that's a great book. If anybody has, it's funny. It's like a Jamaican author and it is just hilarious. Like even if you don't understand some things in there, you'll just be dying of laughter because the way she, you know, puts the characters in there, it's so vibrant. And yeah, so yeah, I probably told you, but I read a little bit of anything.
Oh no, that sounds wonderful. Do you ever, I mean, I know that you two read to your daughter a lot, and she's got books up the wazoo. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh my God. We have so many books. Look at this. This little girl. And when I tell you she's spoiled,
There you go.
She loves this book, by the way. We had to actually take this book away from her because she was she likes it so much. When she likes a book, she starts to eat it. Like, she doesn't want to let go of it. So we have to put this on the top shelf. But right now, we've been on our ABCs with David Castles. He loves this. And my niece actually loves it because with the words, girl, I don't even know what the words mean. I'm like, let me go to the dictionary.
I know, there's a glossary.
We go to the dictionary.
Exactly. And I know you told me that she was starting to eat David's pretzels too.
She likes it too. And then we have a lot of Spanish books for her because, you know, we do bilingual. I speak to her mostly in Spanish and then Lucy speaks to her in English. So we try to really give her that bilingual feel. So if we read in English, we'll just translate it right there in Spanish.
Yeah. Well, it's you're doing her a big favor for having bilingual, and hopefully she'll do that into trilingual or multilingual. I mean, it's a huge favor. But do you ever read any of your books out loud to her?
I actually haven't read Dear God, Are We There Yet? My other book. No, I have not read that.
Or like Patsy with all the different colorful, you know.
You know, I do voices. I know you know this. This is like a little thing that I do. I speak a little patois, I speak a little British sometimes when I want to. I mean, I can get into like these little characters, and I think it's the theater in me because, you know, I was in theater, but on the sewing side, so I would always be seeing, you know, all these characters. So I do that all the time. Like, I'll always say, darling, let's get some tea. How are you, darling? And she'll look at me like, what? And I'm like, look at Gyal, I feel like get you right now. And she's like, what? She just looks at me like, my mom is crazy. Well, and I'll sing like songs and I'll be like, mommy loca. Loca means crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm your mommy loca.
Yes, you are. No. No, and actually I would, as a kid, I would much rather have you as a mom with it all going on than someone who's like on the other side of the spectrum. I mean, you know, it should be fun. So
And I'm think the balance might be even good for her, because then she'd be like, oh, I need a break, because she's that child. She's just like, I need a break. Like, it's not my time right now. But yeah, I'm a big kid. I'm definitely a big kid.
Does she do the, okay, I need a break? Has she picked up your mannerisms?
She goes like this. And she has a lot, you know, she has a lot of hair. So she's like, And I'm like, really, really, you're one. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so smart. But yeah, I haven't done that one. The craft stuff, yes, because I sew for her a lot. So, yeah. And my niece too. So she'll see me cry and I'm like, come on, I got to try this on for you. And I see my mother in me, because my mom used to sew a lot for me. And so she's like, come, I need to put one stitch in. And I'm like, oh, again?
Yeah, and hold your arm up let me do this. And how's this fit? Yeah. Matter of fact, I saw a picture of her and she's got a new top on. It was a dress.
Yeah. Yes.
But you shortened it to a top. It looks wonderful. It looks wonderful.
Because she grows. You know, kids, they grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they grow like little weeds. Okay. Now, with all the talks about books and such, do you happen to have a copy of your Dear God, Are We There Yet book?
Yes. Anywhere? Right here.
Perfect. Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Dear God, Are We There Yet came. It's basically that life is a road trip, and there's different stories and chapters in here that kind of talk about that feeling. I'll give you an example. It correlates to like life is a road trip. So if your car breaks down because of its flat tire, you don't just go buy a new car, you fix the tire. And that's just an analogy in our life. When something goes wrong, we're just not like, oh my God, the world is over. We just have to fix what that is. And so I talk about, there's lots of stories in here, different stories, and they're all real, of situations and how we can reflect. And after every chapter, there's a rear view moment where you can kind of do these exercises or do these afterthoughts to kind of reflect on your personal life. So this is actually my first book, and looking back on here, you're like, wow, times change. Like, our lives change. Again, life is a road trip. Look at nobody knew 2020 would be like this. So nobody knew. It's a journey. So you can actually get a copy if you'd like, go to my website. There's a link on the top that you can actually get a copy.
Yeah. And you wrote that in what, 2017?
I actually wrote this before that, because I think 2016, it was published.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was a journey just publishing this book. This is why I'm so happy to be a part of Fox Point, publishing, because, you know, no man is an island, one. And sometimes when you're a part of a team that you can kind of lean on and just be a part of the process. And I express, and I tell everybody, English is not my first language. And writing a book, what you have in your mind, you want it to be expressed a certain way, you know? You because I know what I understand myself, but you need to understand what I'm saying. And so it was a lot of learning. And this is actually my eye. My wife's a photographer, and this is my eye. And then there's a car inside.
That's your car, isn't it?
No, this one's actually not my car.
Okay.
But the eye is, this is my eye, my big old possum, beautiful eye. And she took that, and it's because you're looking ahead, and this is how I actually pray. I always say, Dear God, because I love Judy Blume. If you're a Judy Blume fan, I love her. I grew up with her. Shout out to Judy Blume. You're my best friend. So yeah, that's how I pray. And so I just, this book, this journey, it just made me realize for the next book. And it's so, this is how, like, I know I don't want to make this YouTube long, but this is how, like, the stars align, I would say, because I met you, Kirsten, and, you know, it's just, it was like a little seed that was planted. And I knew I wanted to write a book, but I was so put off with, after writing this book, because of the journey. Again, I was by myself, essentially, you know, I didn't have a team like that. I was so new to that writing world. And now I have, now, you know, and you've been in my life since, and now just blossoming now with the publishing coming, I'm just like, this is my time. This is a sign that I can have someone that I trust. I can have a team of people that I can say, hey, can you just look at this graphic, or can you look at this? Because it's your expertise, you know, and it's, and you know what can help get out to my readers. So yeah.
Well, I'm going to point out two things. Mm-hmm. To everyone in the world, in August of 2017, when, okay, it's just kind of goofy, we met at a county fair.
Yeah.
It was August, and it was a concrete floor, and 5-6 days of 12-hour days, and, you know, sometimes you just have to get out of your booth. So I went out of my booth, and I went down my row, and I came back the other row. And I saw this itty little baby. I mean, the boots were like 8 feet, but they were sharing with someone. And so this long tunnel of 4 feet wide. And I mean, it was the best looking booth. I mean, 4 feet wide and about 8 feet deep. And
you were fabulous.
Oh, you were fabulous for this small county fair. Yeah. And I remember, I don't know if you remember what I first, I went
you said
in and
something
I was,
funny.
Yeah, well, I was in there looking at all of your spices and stuff. I mean, it was just an incredibly beautiful booth for being 4 feet wide, literally 4 feet wide. I mean, you kind of had to, you know, get in there. But, and I saw these two beautiful women sitting, they had like, you have this
the sign.
Yeah, it was like a little porch, and it was beautifully put together. I mean, and then I'm looking at my booth going, oh my god, not beautifully put together. But anyway, but I walked in there, and you guys were impeccably dressed, and you have this beautiful booth, and we got to talking. And then the question I remember, I don't know if you guys remember asking me this, you said, why is everyone here staring at us? Do you remember me saying that?
We asked you.
And do you remember what I said? I said, because you brought class to this county fair, and no one has seen anyone, I don't know if I used fabulous, but no one has seen, you stood out. I mean, your booth, 4 feet wide, beautifully put together. You guys were beautifully dressed. I mean, you brought class. Well, like I said, you brought class to that county fair building, you know, with leaf gutter clean out and John Deere tractors and everything else. I mean, you were a breath of fresh air in that building. Now, I will point out, too, then, ever since then, your booth for the entire week was Party Central.
Yes, was.
Pictures on Facebook.
It was our.
And all I can say is thank God you guys were there, because you made that fair so much more enjoyable.
Yes. But you see, those little, and we weren't going to do that fair, because that was the time, a little backstory, that was the time when my wife and I had our spice business, and we were also on the road with, going on the road with our RV. That's another story.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. And so we weren't going to do that one, but we said, let's do it because we were in Minnesota, and let's try it out. And we met you, and you like we just felt this connection because we felt like we can talk to you like we talk to our sister group, you know, like we can be like, why are they looking at us? Like, what did we do? Are we, you know, what? And you were so, you were straight shooter. And like, that's what we loved about you, you know? So yeah, you are, you were just like, no filter.
So, well, that is her point.
We like that though, because
well,
it was
thank
real.
You. Thank you. And darn it, now I was gonna say something else. I was gonna tell you, well, you know, I forgot. It was the one thing, it was August 2017.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna have to just do another video when I figure out what in the world I was going to say. But, I remember.
Okay.
See, it's a little, it's that lag time going on. Yeah. In May of 2019, mm-hmm. you interviewed me on your podcast for yes. Jelly Beans. And I don't know if you remember what you said to me then.
Yes. I do.
You told me that with everything I had going on with the books and all that kind of thing, maybe my gig in life was to do the publisher gig.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hadn't done that yet. And so when I got off the phone with you, I called Chelsea and I said, you know, I know I've been kicking this around, but Alicia's saying that maybe we should do this. And I'm just saying we should probably do this. So really, Fox Point is Alicia's fault.
My fault.
There you go. There you go.
So, the end.
There you go. They have it. There. So, instigator right there.
And I'm so excited because we have a great team.
Well, thank you. And so thank you for finally kicking us over the fence because Chelsea mm-hmm. and I had thought about it. And we're like, yeah, but, you know, whatever. But it's been fun. It's been a heck of a year. And then, of course, the last 6-7 months is just wow.
Yeah.
And we're having a great time and putting out some great books and meeting a lot of fun people. And then of course, fortunately, I've known you for coming up on 3 years next month. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when this whole COVID monkey business is done, I am down.
Yes.
In your neck of the woods. Trust me. Yeah. That was supposed to be on my my great winter escape tour that I was going to do this winter and bring me through, and it's not going to happen. So we're going to have to bounce it out by a year, but I will be on your doorstep. Hi, I'm here. Remember how you said I could come and visit you and just stay with you and everything?
Of course.
Okay, unload the truck. Okay, come on, bring it in.
Hey, hold on, wait. I didn't say to bring Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. And I brought my little jar of melted snow for you. Here you go. No, I personally hope I'm out of here before it starts snowing, quite frankly.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right. So that is everything that everyone ever wanted to know. And, yes, I'm going to leave all that fun stuff in there. I mean,
yes.
I'm gonna cut out, you know. Okay. I'll cut out the story about the mosquito and the hairspray. Never mind.
Did you hit record?
Oh, yeah. We've been recording this whole thing. Yes, okay. Of course I did.
Because I didn't see it. So I was like, I think she forgot to hit record.
No. Okay. So, all right. Anything else you want to say to everyone?
No, just check out. Oh, follow on Instagram. Dear Gotta Be There Yet. And just stay tuned for my new book. Because we're going to be doing some pre-set sales stuff way beforehand, so you guys can kind of have like a sneak peek, and we might have some extra cool fun stuff that Kirsten's going to help me figure out.
And I will say that she is really good at Instagram. It's something you post like 2 or 3 times a day, don't you?
I'm going to admit it. I do what other people do. I schedule everything. This mom has no time.
Okay.
Mom has no time. So I am actually very conscious of what I need to post, but at the same time, I try to schedule everything.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. But I mean, your posts are so well put together. And I mean, it's just...
That's when you're
impressive.
When you schedule them.
Oh, Oh, so I should schedule them is what you're saying. Okay. Whereas when I first started Instagram, I had nothing to take a picture of. And and so I would be like, if you look at my older posts, it's a picture of my Doritos bag and a picture of my nachos and a picture of, you know, because I never leave my desk. So what's there to take a picture of?
I know.
My messy desk number three. You know, so
no, I'm so busy that I mean, there's some things that I do post on like live, but I try to do that scheduled in and try to put time into it because I do want to spend time with baby and everything else that I'm trying to do, especially to get the book ready. And the volunteer community takes a lot of time. So, good time, by the way, but good time, but it's just that, social media is important, but I want to be able to take some time to schedule it and give you guys good content. So you can still follow me even though I schedule. I'm not lying. I keep it real.
You do an awesome job with it. That is for sure. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you to everyone out in YouTube world, internet land for joining us this afternoon. And now you know probably more than you ever wanted to know. Now you know. Anyway, all right. Somewhere around this screen, it says subscribe. If you want to know more weird facts about us in future videos, you can subscribe. That would be fabulous. And have a fabulous day in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Weba. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.